I told him that if she wished to come enough, that only married women could come enough. Because it was not good for men, unmarried men, don't try and don't dream. Constantly mixing with their clothes, they would be better.
Country is our country, and the boys and girls say, not major, whatever the parents bought, that is another thing. When the boys and girls have grown up, it is not possible. Just like in India, there was Swayamvara. Swayamvara means the girl will select her own bridegroom. That was allowed to princess. Princess, highly qualified princess. So the father would make a challenge that this is the condition, one who can fulfill this condition, I love for my daughter. So this was generally amongst the princess, so there was great fight. Just like Arjuna married Draupadi, you know, the condition. Her father made condition, there was a feast on the ceiling, and one wheel was circling. So one has to pierce the eyes of the feast through the hole of the circle. And he cannot see directly. He has to see down. There is a reflection, a water pot, in this way. Yes. In this way, he has to fix it. And in one stroke, the eye will be pierced. When he is successful, my daughter will come. Nobody could only Arjuna. He was such a smart bowman. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra also met that day. In the palace there was a big bow. It was called made of iron. So long standing it was there. So one day Sita was sweeping the floor, and with her left hand she pushed the bow. It was very heavy, nobody could. It was very weighty, heavy. And with her left hand she pushed it by a stick to her father. Oh, she's a wonderful girl. And she can lift this, nobody can lift it, and with her left hand she pushed it. Oh. Then my son-in-law will be he can break this. So he made a challenge that anyone, any prince, will come and break this bow. He'll be my son-in-law. So it was only possible by Ramchandra. So this challenge was made among the Kshatriyas. Otherwise, generally, the parents would select. We are married, whatever our parents selected. I did not like my wife. gradually, I was accustomed. I was obliged to like that. That is the Indian system. You like it or not like, you have to accept it. That's all. The psychology is that the guards generally, before attaining puberty, if she loves one boy, she cannot forget. That is psychology. And a boy also, when he's grown up, the first child, the next child, he also cannot forget. Therefore, by some or another, they are mixed up. So in your country, the situation is different. Boys and girls are really mixing, and coming to college and still mixing, free sex without any restriction. But we cannot enforce this experience. If they, some boy and some girl agree, then I will bless him. Now, another thing that girls should not be taken as inferior, you see. Sometimes, of course, sometimes scripture will say that woman is the cause of bondage. So that should not be, I would say, aggravated. That should not be aggravated, that woman is inferior or something like that. So the girls who come, you should treat them nicely, at least. I heard that Gargumuni, and after his wife left him, he became a woman hater like that. That is not good. After all, anyone who is coming to Krishna consciousness, a man or woman, a boy or girl, they are welcome. They are very fortunate. And the idea of addressing Prabhu means you are my master. That is it. Prabhu means master. And Prabhupada means many master who goes down as a devotee. That is Prabhu. So each everyone shall treat others as my master. This is the Vaishnava system. So, now, who is going with your party? That girl?
Yes, Srimati Das.
Srimati? She is going to marry somebody? No.
No. She has already had three children by a former man.
Nice. If she does not marry, that's nice.
She has.
Anyone who has got children, he should not marry. I think. Because marriage means not for herself in enjoyment. To get nice son, that is the idea of marriage, not for self-education. Those who are after self-gratification, according to Vedic scripture, they are recommended to go to the prostitute. In Hindu society, still there is a prostitute class. They do not allow it within the society. I mean to say, extravagant sex life. Especially spiritual life. Spiritual life means gradually forget sex. Material life means sex life. In the spiritual world, there is no sex life. because there is no birth, there is no death. Then stated in Bhagavad, although the woman had very, very beautiful, many thousand times more beautiful than here, the state of the body, the everything, beautiful land, everything, but still they are so much engaged in Krishna consciousness, in chanting the glories, that they are not influenced by any lust. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the there are women, they also, and men and women, and they also go by aeroplane to fly in the sky for trees, and all of them are devoted to Narayana, that means Narayana, I should say. So these things are described. But similarly, among the gopis also. So, in the spiritual land, there is nothing like this sex thing. And the more we forget sex life, that means we are advanced. So this should be the attitude that women or sisters, they should be nicely treated so that they may not feel any. After all, they are weaker. And that should be our policy anyway. And if somebody agrees to marry you, then that's good. Marriage is around. And so many married couples, they are very nice living. Those who are born to London, they are not married in the beginning, and I got them married. Similarly, here also, New York also, Malay, that's the update. So, if the boy and girl agrees to marry, it is very nice. That's not it. If not, they should be given all protection. Is that all right?
Yes, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
It is just very difficult, you see, to travel. It is difficult to travel with these women in a way. I remember what you said to me, that originally you were most desirable to have just married people, and you would travel with them.
That is very nice.
Yeah. So I was thinking that. Then I was thinking the next best thing to that is just married people and brahmachari. If you can't have just married people, then married people and brahmachari.
Yes, that is nice.
Yeah. So that's why I told her. It's very difficult to have brahmachari and brahmacharinis all the time together.
No, this is not possible.
No.
Because brahmacharis, they are young men, they are young girls. Naturally, there is disturbance in the mind. It is just like putting butter pot on fire. There is said in the Bible, Nannagni Pravadanami Gritagamma Fayapama. Just like fire is a woman, and man is just like butter pot. It is said, therefore they should not keep together. Just like there are some levels in medicine and some that keep away from fire. Keep away from fire. So, brahmachari name, and brahmachari is not very good family. But married couple and some brahmachari. So this girl is married, but she's separated.
Yes, and her children have been placed in the custody of the girl's parents. So the girl does not even have custody of the children. So she is not in any way, so to speak, she does not have to stay in the city because of her children, because the court had decided that her mother will take charge of the children. She is brought into the temple on the weekend. They're very intelligent. They like to, they like puppets. They like to paint and draw pictures of Krishna.
How is she can travel with you? She has no husband.
No, I know. So, what do you think? Is it all right for her to travel with us, or better not to?
Because she has no husband.
No.
Therefore, it does not.
Doesn't look right.
But in your country there are so many concessions, that is different. But at least in India, in your country there cannot be any such restriction. In that way, she can go. But she is also after young. She is also, although she has got children, she is also young. She is not old enough. What is her age?
30.
Yes,
she's... I'm not worried so much how it looks in this country. What I'm worried about is the mixing. The people don't care. The public does not mind. It's not.
So if you think I have presence, essentially, then.
It is not essential.
Huh?
We have never tried to have all brahmachari kirtan outside, Sankirtan. We have always had some women, so I've always felt that we need women. But maybe we don't need them on Sankirtan.
Did Lord Chaitanya have women if household was traveling with it? The money went on Sankirtan?
Yes, they follow. It's there. Sankirtan, they follow. But they have got their husband.
Yes.
Sankirtan, everyone can.
Children too.
Oh, yes. Sankirtan means assembly. Bhogi Militva. Kita Titi Sankirtan. That is the derivation. When many people assemble together and chant, that is called sankirtan. If you alone chant, that is called kirtan. And when you chant in assembly, that is called sankirtan.
I think that what we'll do is take her along, and if it does not work out properly, then she can go to San Francisco.
Yes.
There are a lot of brahmacharinis there.
Yes.
And
what about this girl?
Dinatani?
Dinatanita has gone.
Yes.
But she's coming back.
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know where she went. She didn't call us or give any word.
Very, very unexpected.
She walked out with a sack and said she was going to do wash and big knapsack, and then she never came back.
She should not have gone like that. If she did not lie, she would have frankly told me.
Her brother, she was in correspondence with her brother. And her brother had some problem with drugs. taking intoxicants and drugs, and she wanted him to come to Krishna consciousness. And she was talking about sending him money to have him come to Seattle. So that made us think that she might have gone to San Francisco to try to bring her brother to Krishna consciousness. But she still shouldn't
have. That is a good idea. That's good. But why did not she go?
Yeah, she still shouldn't have gone.
And I'm going to my brother. Nobody has agreed. He has taken some money?
200. How much money?
There was $200 that she was going to take 25 and send to my brother. The $200 is not, and no one knows where it is now. It has not appeared. And she had $30 about of her own money. And this $200 was belonged to another girl that was going to give it to a Pendardas for the temple.
It was left on the table. Now not, no one can find it.
No one knows where it is now. So she may have taken this $200.
Yeah. Is guest that she has taken?
Yes, it's guest. We don't know for sure, but the money is not there. The
money is not there, she is not there. No. The matter will come true.
I don't think this would have happened if she could have come on kirtan. I don't think it would have happened. But what could I do? I mean, I told her it was not feet. You see what I mean? This is a problem here because it is this kirtan is very nice for the women. They like to come on very much. They immediately engages them. The first day they come into the temple, they can come out with them. Yet it's difficult because. Like
the difficulty is that if the women get married, then there is no difficulty.
No. But if they don't get married, when they are offered here as a woman, she was offered, you see, it was suggested that she get married, and because of her body, she said no. She thinks she, you know, she, that's the only reason she could say no, because it's material reason, not spiritual reason. She said no because of her presence, material presence.
Of course, so long we have got this material body, some material consideration must be taken. That is not possible to have my complete.
They shouldn't force her to get married though. That was kind of a bad choice they gave her. Either get married or don't come on Sankirtan.
Yeah.
She can't force her.
What?
You can't, I mean, to say that you can't force someone to get married, you know, that isn't proper.
Well,
it's
not
choice. When it was proposed before me, I also said it had to depend on the child. So, anyway, go on with your work. Some fruits are more material started. It is very nice. Simply brahmachari can do it. That is best.
Mm. We would all like it that way. We prefer it that way.
All merit comes.
Yes.
If some girl want to go, then may marry somebody. That is nice. Of course, in your country, there is no such objection. If unmarried girls go with you. But if she is married, that is better. So you make your choice in that way. So she is going, this girl?
Srimati.
Srimati?
Yes, she wishes to go. I asked her, I told her, so you have to get married, and she just said, oh, I've been married. I just I want to marry Krishna now.
That's right. That's very nice. Yes, if one gets Krishna, actually, he or she forgets everything. That is sure. Jangalabdha chaparang labhan nadhikang mannate tava. After getting Krishna, nobody wants to get anything more. It's full. Shamin kitaposna, my dear Lord, I am now fully satisfied. That is the preaching we are making, that everyone is trying to love something. Either personally, his body, senses, or then expanded, wife, children, then family, community, society, and country, humanity, extending. But there is no, I would say, satisfaction. Because the real lovable object is Krishna. And when he goes to Krishna, then the same example, just like you are feeling hunger. Now, somebody told you to give food, so you are trying to put food in the nose, in the ear, in the mouth, in the penis, in the this and that. Now, you know, so you give it here, put it there. We do not know where to put our mouth. That's where it is. Yes. Most valuable contribution. But unfortunately, they're not.
It's all right. Tomorrow, it's 10 after 6.